couple tip passes. You know, they have multiple pressure packages, Jim, that they threw at them. A lot of tip balls, things like that. They made some unbelievable plays. There's one play I think Toler made on the boundary. A guy knocked it out. He went and kind of saved it, threw it back inside. It was a terrific play. So, you know, they feed off of that. I think they're fourth in the league at takeaways right now. That's something that we have been preaching all week, and we got to do a good job of holding the ball high and tight, and then obviously Sam making good decisions.
Some of the coverage, the newspaper accounts of that Atlanta game said that they, I guess maybe with the bye week at Arizona, put in some different looks, some different wrinkles. Can you see that?
They're multiple. I mean, they've always been multiple. We played them the first time, they're multiple. Even with the short week, you know, that we had going against the first time, they were very multiple. But, you know, again, in this league, your rules have to kind of handle everything. We expect they'll have something different for us. Haven't played them already. What they do well, they do fast, they got some good players, so it'll be a good challenge. Obviously, having to go there adds another wrinkle to it, you know, playing on the road, but hopefully we can build off what we were able to do in San Francisco and have some success.
When you say rules, what, just some basic things?
Yeah, basic rules about run game, you know, how you handle certain things, how you handle protections, receiver, you know, hot assignments, things like that.
A lot has been said this week coming out of the Jets game about the balance of the offensive attack. Would you like to see more running? Would you want to do more running? You want to lean on Steven a little bit more?
Well, I think obviously, you know, we know what we have in Steven. I think, you know, each week's a little bit different. You know, we go into the game knowing, hey, they're really strong at this, they're really weak at that. I think last week was tough because the game got away from us a little bit. You know, there's certainly some things that going back, I wish I maybe would, you know, run another one here or there. But each week's going to be different. This is another team that, again, they're really good against the pass. They create problems in the running game with all their multiple internal pressures and stuff. But when we're balanced, we're at our best. And so I think to answer the question, anytime you can be balanced, you give the defense more to work on.
It seemed like Sam spent a lot of time, like, looking maybe for receivers to get open last week. Was it just a case of they disguised their coverages very well, or they were just covering well?
They did a good job in coverage. You got to give them some credit. They did a good job in coverage. You know, there were a few times we had guys open and missed them for different reasons, whether it was pass protection. Sam missed one, I know, right before the half to Austin. But give them credit. They did a good job covering our guys. And again, you know, anytime you play a team that's going to play tight man-to-man like that, you got to keep working to get separation.
How do you think Sam has progressed this year? Obviously with fans, and it's with him and maybe the team. They're all waiting for maybe that breakout 5, 6, 7 games. I mean, how do you feel he's...
Well, I know in Sam's mind, obviously the main thing's wins. You know, we all want to win. You know, we want to get to win number 4. I thought San Francisco was one of his best games. I'm not going to say his best game, but I thought he played really, really well against a great defense. There's certainly a lot of room for him to grow. I think he's got a much greater feel for the offense now, but I think the arrow's pointing up, and give him a little bit more time in his progression as a young quarterback, and I think that he'll be a top-flight player.
What will Wells bring to the offensive line this week?
Well, I think obviously, you know, there's a quickness level there. I mean, you know, here's a guy that has a wrestling background. He's quick, a bunch of experience, and I think you put, you know, him in there, and again, he his ability just to kind of drive the whole ship, take charge, and to get on people has been great. I'm real proud of how he's worked throughout the injury, getting his mind caught up, and it'll be nice to have him out there this week.